My brother called me Moody Mary. He said that sometimes I can act like a grizzly bear and the next minute be as sweet as sugar.
Continued moodiness should not be a part of a Christian life. Hi there, come on in. Welcome to Keys for Kids. Moody Mary, that's my story. But here are two good verses from Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Our story, Moody Mary. Good morning, honey. Mary's mother reached out to give her daughter a hug. Morning, Mary mumbled, sitting down quickly to avoid her mother's embrace. Mom looked puzzled, but said nothing. After school that afternoon, Mary burst through the door. "Hi, Mom, I had a great day," she exclaimed, and surprised her mother with a big hug. The next day, Mary's brother Jason came into the kitchen wearing a frown. "I just met a grizzly bear," he exclaimed. "Mary sure is grumpy." Just then the phone rang, and he answered it. "It's for Grizzly," he muttered, going to the door to call his sister. Mary came in and snatched the phone from her brother. "You could have brought it to me," she growled. She cleared her throat. "Hello," she said sweetly. She listened for a moment. "Oh, I'm fantastic," she said, laughing. "Did she say she's fantastic?" murmured Jason in surprise. "How can she be so grumpy one minute and so happy the next? She sure is moody." A few days later, Mary hummed happily as she helped her dad get the grill ready for hamburgers. But when her little sister wanted to help, Mary angrily shooed her away. Then she checked the grill. "The fire is out," she said, and picked up the fuel starter. "I'll squirt some of this on the coal." "No, no, don't do it," Dad started to speak, but he was too late. Mary was tipping the starter can over the hot coals. Immediately, flames shot up at her. "Oh," Mary exclaimed, jumping back. Dad grabbed her. "Are you okay, honey?" he asked. She nodded nervously. I didn't expect that. The fire was out." "You know, honey," Dad said a moment later, "lately you reminded me of those hot coals. You're calm one minute and blowing up at someone the next." "I am?" asked Mary. Dad nodded. "And the person you snap at doesn't expect it," he told her. "Just like you jump to get away from that fire, your moodiness makes people want to avoid you. You need to ask the Lord to help you be more even-tempered." "Well, I don't see," snapped Mary. She stopped. "I'm sorry," she added. "I'm doing it again." She sighed. "I'll work on it, Dad." "Well, how about you? Are you moody? Are you happy one minute and angry or unfriendly the next? You may feel sad, upset, or discouraged occasionally, but continual moodiness should not be a part of a Christian's life. God wants you to be joyful and self-controlled. Ask Him to help you control your moods, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Proverbs 29:11, "A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." And our key thought, learn self-control. You know where you need to really practice self-control? It's at home. If you're grumpy, it's going to rub off on your brothers and sisters. But if you're cheerful and loving, that will rub off, especially on those younger than you are. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Do keep in mind that we are supported by caring listeners like you. Thanks for listening.